I'm happy to see you.
Happy to see you, too.
Congratulations. Since I saw you, you won a championship, and yes, you are now the reigning king and of everything. I mean, what a... So a 200, not a $200 million contract, a $201 million.
I gotta get all I can.
Yeah, I know. They offered you $200 million and said, I need $201 million. So how much do you have on you right now?
Oh, my. I knew you were probably going to ask that. I left it all backstage, so...
Really? Nah, there's nothing? Do you carry a lot of cash with you? It's important for me to know.
Yeah. I got to get out of here safe. I don't know if I can answer that question.
All right, don't answer. So, as we saw in the tape package, 14,000 points. That is a big deal. Is that... Now what?
14,000 is a really cool benchmark. Never thought I'd get to that point, let alone hopefully some more, so... For me, it's kind of cool because me and my dad, he played 16 years in the NBA. We just got to top three as a father-son duo. And my brother's in the league too, which is cool. I had no idea that they kept those totals. Kobe Bryant and his dad are like way up there. That's the next goal. So hopefully we can catch them.
Oh, really?
That'd be cool.
That's the next goal?
That'd be good.
Well, I'm sure you're going to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you have two daughters.
Yes.
How old are they?
5 and 2.5, so...
And does a 5-year-old have any interest in basketball yet?
She does. We got a little goal at the house, so she gets shots up every once in a while. Her favorite thing is just to know if I'm going to the game or not. Like, that's every time I get dressed or I get in the car, she's like, are you going to the game? I'm like... No, I'm just going to the store or something. I'll be right back.
But that's adorable.
She loves it. She loves it.
So, I mean, does it matter to you? I mean, what if they, one or both of them would go into basketball?
Oh, I'd love it.
You'd love it.
Yeah. I mean, we're the type of parents, we're going to try to expose them to as much as we can and see what they take to, what they're passionate about or whatnot.
So you're having now, you announced you're having a third child.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Wife's pregnant. Thank you very much.
And... Hey. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl yet?
We don't. So we found out with Riley and Ryan, we found out as early as we could what the sex was. This time, I kind of wanted to keep it a secret. Or not even keep it a secret, make it a surprise.
Yeah.
My wife, she wanted to know. So we're right in the middle now. I haven't found out. She hasn't found out. But the results are on her phone. And so we're kind of figuring out how long we're going to last until we...
The results are on her phone?
Yeah.
I'm so glad we invited her. Let's bring out Aisha.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you brought your phone.
Why is it on your phone? Is this one of those face recognition? I'm not going to be able to open it, am I?
Nope.
No, it's locked down.
What's your password now? I'm going to guess.
Nope. E-L-L-E-N.
Oh, no. All right. So wait, why is it on your... First of all, hi.
Hi.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Awful.
Really?
Yes.
How far along are you?
4.5 months.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And is it different than with the first two?
Very different.
So it's a boy.
I mean, it could. It's on the phone. I don't know.
Unlock it. I'll look at it.
We haven't opened it yet. It's like in a file with like test results and things like that.
Is it a picture or how?
No, I think it's just, I don't know.
It's just, it's on your phone and you haven't looked?
No.
Aren't you curious?
It's great leverage. He doesn't want to find out. Uh-huh. So, you know, if he does anything wrong, I'm going to be like, I'm going to open this email right now.
That's what you're threatening him with?
That's it.
That's it? Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah, we're excited.
So you're just going to really, you're going to wait and see?
Because she wants to find out. I think she understands. It's her, obviously her decision. I'm just trying to play my part. But I would love to kind of get into the delivery room and have that surprise. I've heard stories on both ends of finding out early, finding out when the baby's born. So she's a planner. She wants to know.
I'm a super planner.
Well, yeah, because you want to kind of get everything set up. Not that you have to paint the room pink or blue or whatever. That doesn't matter, you know, but...
Just to give the baby identity. I get that part of it, too.
Yeah. And names, well, you just have two different names ready. Or a name that could be for both.
Yeah.
I mean, Ellen or Alan is good, you know. Either way.
We have to add that to the list.
We need to add that.
So I know we have to go to break, but I do want to hear how y'all met. So, because y'all met a long time ago, right?
We did. I was 15, she was 14 back in Charlotte, North Carolina. We reconnected back when I was a sophomore in college. I came out here for the ESPYs, actually. And you were sort of part of our first date out here in L.A.
You were there. What?
You were there. We were on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, walking down, getting chai tea lattes, taking pictures with Marilyn Monroe and all that type of touristy stuff. We went to the Wax Museum, and...
There you were.
You were about probably the fourth room we went into.
I'm in the Wax Museum? I am? Is it as bad as my thing from Orlando? Is it that bad? So that was me, and that got y'all, that got you in the mood.
That's great.
All right.
That is not it.
It is. That's not the Wax Museum thing.
Not it.
No, that's from Orlando, from Ellen's Energy Exhibit. That's what they had as me. Can you believe that people paid money, went in there thinking they were gonna.
We might not have been sitting on this couch together had that.
Yeah,
we saw that.
That would be different.